We're going.
All right. I call this meeting for the Committee on Academics to order at 4:09 p.m. in the President's Conference Room of the Doe Crowley Student Union. Moving into Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Present.
Senator Krupe.
Absence excused.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Absence excused.
And Senator Yerkidi.
Present.
Intern Mataji.
Present.
Intern Moreno Montes.
Present.
And intern Ung.
Absence excused.
A quorum is present.
Moving into agenda 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none more. Moving to agenda item 4, minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from October 6th and October 13th? Senator Yerkidi.
I move to approve the minutes from October 6th, 2016 and October 13th, 2016 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Alrighty, motion carries. Alrighty, moving into old business reports, starting with Senator Blair.
Oh, sorry, I was able to meet with entered both of the, trying to think of their titles, the senior editors. And that was pretty good, so they already have talked to government operations about just changing the staff so they don't have to have all those minor details that we've heard that they've complained about. And we talked about that we do see a lot of resubmissions for people for the undergraduate research funds, and we were thinking that maybe if someone's been awarded one of those twice, that the second time they have to submit a paper on it, or at least go through the process of submitting a paper, so that it increased Enterge's number of papers going through so that they could produce 2 editions per year, and also have more of a limit on people who are continuously getting grants, because you see the same people all the time. I know Scott's said that's kind of a problem, because you want people to do research, but you also want more people to do it, not to the same people. So I thought that was an interesting idea. And then maybe have the Writing Center host some talks, one per week for 3 or 4 weeks in a row, helping students go through that process of how to write your abstract, how to start beginning a paper, and then how to orally defend your paper or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
So that would be cool. And that was just kind of stuff outside of interns, but that would help get people more interested in publishing papers.
Yeah. And when I'm just really waiting for... Do you guys like the lights off? I'm sorry. Do you want this on? I kind of like it, but also...
I like it dark.
I kind of like it too. Okay, sorry. That was really random. So I'm waiting for Senator Jordan to send over... our liaison, so that we can, because we do have some legislation to write, and the reason I'm not doing it is because I don't know how to do that. So I'm just, so when they get here, they're gonna have a lot of work, but I'm hoping that that's next meeting. So I'm gonna talk to him, because we're about to go on break, and I don't really want to wait. I want to at least get something started, so that when we do come back, we can just be editing it, instead of being oh, where did we start off from? So... we'll go from there. I think that's a great idea. Keep up talking to NSURGE and kind of be ready to write something up for taking out the, or if they get the research grant twice, then having to do something. Ask NSURGE what they want. Ask, we can talk to Dr. Mincing too about what he would want as well. I'm sure a paper is fine. Senator Blair.
On a side note, at Senate, I mentioned that I'm helping with the Filming in Nevada bound. He also wants to film part of this meeting. He needs to come.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let us know. I mean, obviously, same time every 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's just partying
so,
right now.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, he's coming here right now.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Alright, well, I did my hair today.
I did. You don't have to, you don't have to be in the video. I'm just warning you.
Oh. Okay. If you guys don't want to be in the video, let them
know. Okay.
Nevada bound snacks. What more could you want? All right. Anything else to report, Senator Blair?
Nope.
Any questions for Senator Blair? Alrighty, Senator Crooks.
I never received a liaison.
Oh yeah, so, you haven't been here.
Right.
So your liaison, you're the liaison for the libraries.
Cool.
So just try to reach out to them. I don't know who you're supposed to reach out, so I think that's probably going to be part of your position is or at part of your liaison position is to figure out who they want Senate to talk to. Mm-hmm. And then just once you do get in contact with someone, just let them know that if they need anything from ASUM, like, we're here for them, and they, like, we want to have a relationship with them and be able to work with them for future, like, projects and things, because obviously, like, the library is extremely important and whatnot. But just try to reach out, email some librarians or something real quick and see who gets back to you, because then we can just have that name on record mm-hmm. as well to say that's a lot of what other everyone else is doing as well. Alrighty. You're greedy.
Nothing new for my liaison, but I'm going to help Senator Kruby mm-hmm. in just figuring out the advisor situation for the College of Engineering, because our college really does not have a great advisor program, and we could really benefit or fix it. And last night at the Senate, he said he was going to talk to advisors of other colleges and see how they do their advising. So I'm just going to help him out with that.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, that would be really cool if you guys... And let us know what else you guys need from that. Because, yeah, that's... Just from what you guys say, sounds horrible in my... Director.
Do y'all want to talk to Derek? He's the vice provost for advising on campus.
Okay.
Associate vice provost on campus. So he oversees all general advising and some other satellite advising. So he's probably the best resident expert on advising we have on campus.
All right, thank you.
Alrighty. Any questions? Alrighty. Legislative intern Mitaji.
So Senator Kruby asked me to just make a list of all of the advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So I have their contact information.
Cool.
We might just send out emails or just call them.
Perfect.
Set up appointments either before break or maybe after.
Okay, awesome. If you want to post that on the Facebook page too,
okay.
That'd be great just to see what if anyone else needs any of that information, just like to share. I don't think anyone would need it, but it might. Okay. Legislative intern Moreno?
Not much. I just know that what they're looking at right now is Scott doesn't like some of the things to do with the travel scholarship, so they're looking at fixing some of the weaknesses in that.
Oh, no, yeah, perfect. And I think I got that email, too. Where our Senate budget is on hold for a little bit, so... We weren't really going to pursue that, but if you do want to work out some of the kinks and figure out how they want it to be set up, that would be awesome. Keep going with that so that when it is, we can kind of talk about if we're going to be giving them that money or not type of deal. Alrighty. For myself, we're kind of wrapping up the year, but I really like the progress we've made. Again... waiting to make that legislation for all the, like, the kind of little changes that we want to do. But I'll let you guys know when we're going to have someone from GovOps in here to talk about that and kind of maybe, like, get an outline for each thing that we want to be doing. But yeah, just really happy with your guys' progress and work. And I know that finals are coming up and then the school year or the semester is winding down. Like, no worries, we're just going to work on the things that we're doing and manage time, that's all good. And then, so, any questions for anyone else? Alrighty, so we'll move into agenda item 6, new business. So, I was thinking as, since we are the Committee on Academics, like, some ways that we could, try to promote student academics as a whole and, like, big picture things that we could do. Like, this is more of just the kind of a thought to put in your guys' mind about what are some more things that we could be doing to support student academics, as in what can we as students support other students to do better in school? Because I think that we're a liaison position for a lot of faculty, but we don't impact the students at all in this committee, really. We talk to a lot of faculty, staff, and help them with their needs, but I was thinking, what are some ways that we can reach out to students directly that's not programming? So that's kind of tricky. Cinder Crooks?
I think a way that we can support student academics is trying to work on, like, the smoothness of enrolling in classes, just because I know that that's, like, a huge stress for everybody, and I don't know, I just think it kind of, like, blows my mind how difficult it is for people to get in classes, like, My Nevada, calling advisors, like, just that whole system, because I feel like the most time I've ever heard of people complaining about, like, the way things are run are when it has to do with, like, financial aid and enrolling in classes, and I just think that there are a lot of things that, like, can be done as far as just making it easier, like, for example, I know somebody who's signing up for a class, like, you have to be a senior to take it. They only have one section of the class, and right now, like, their advisor just told them that there are 15 sophomores in the class, so, like, don't worry, you'll get into it by spring semester so you can graduate. But, like, if you have to be a senior, then, like, why is it even allowed for sophomores to be enrolled in it?
And why are there 15?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And there's only 30 kids in the class, so, I don't know, I just think little glitches like that's so simple. Somebody could code something into My Nevada where it says, like, sorry, you can't enroll, mm-hmm. you're not a senior. And just little things like that.
No, yeah, definitely. Or just, like, I feel like even as coming into school, like, people don't know how to use My Nevada and, like, things like that. So even just being able to be, like, here's a place you can go to that's not an advisor that can help you maneuver My Nevada. So they don't know what classes you should take, but they'll maybe a resource to help you, like, even look them up. Cinder Blair?
Maybe we could ask the library, like, computing help center to do that, because they, I think, do some tutorials online of how to better navigate the library systems, and that maybe should be included, or have orientation do it a little bit better job. Because I know you usually have to, like, go up and, like, get help with it, mm-hmm. but you have to initiate that process, and that's only for, like, freshmen, and that's, they may not understand, like, their second semester enrolling. And
yeah.
I actually had a problem with this semester where a class told me I couldn't get in because someone had put the code in wrong for a prerequisite, and it was supposed to be a co-requisite. So I actually had to get special permission to get into the class from our associate dean, and some kids couldn't take it. So some of that coding, it just takes a while, even for the mm-hmm. administration, like, once they know about it. So I don't know, like, how you would help that process.
Yeah, or maybe we could, like, establish some type of feedback, like a database to where students can say, this didn't work, and then IT people can just go in, look at a list, and just check it off all at once, so that students don't even, like, they can deal with their problem, but then also report it so that for the next student, it actually gets changed instead of them getting into their class and then forgetting about it. So that it actually, so like a Davis like that, that'd be cool too. Cinder Crooks.
And I think how we get to evaluate our professors, and I know that those are, like, really looked at mm-hmm. by, like, basing whether or not they keep their contracts, that sort of thing. I think that we should also be able to evaluate our advisors, because advisors are, like, mm-hmm. such a pivotal, like resource for a lot of students who aren't as organized or just don't have those types of skills to, like, mm-hmm. lay everything out and strategize, like, what classes to take when. And I know quite a few people whose advisors, like, drop the ball with, like, enrolling in classes and stuff like that. And I just think being able to evaluate them would maybe make their relationship with the students better, or make them, like, I don't want to say work harder, but they would just be more accountable for their job for advising students.
No, yeah, definitely. I don't think there's any, I don't know of any, like, resource that even does that. So that would be interesting for sure. And then, because I know that they see a lot of students, so how, like, as an advisor, how do you know that it even really worked? Because your student comes in and leaves, and then they might not come back if the problem isn't even really solved. Senator Blair?
I know with the honors advising that right after you have your meeting with mm-hmm. your advisor, like, before you walk out the door, they have you fill out, like, how was the meeting? Did they help you? What type of meeting was it? Mm-hmm. And then you hand it directly to the secretary. So more of the colleges implemented that when you walk into your advisor, and you just hand it to, like, not the department chair, but, like, the person who runs the department. Like, you mm-hmm. always have the person who does the bookkeeping, and they can right. maybe keep a track of that. And maybe even just having paper copies would be fine.
No, yeah, I think there's something, I don't know if it was for advising or not, but but they have, I got an email for something that has you, I think it's for like the writing center that has you evaluate them in an email and how well. So I'm sure that database would work perfectly fine for if you actually schedule an appointment. Once the appointment's done, that isn't just an automatic thing that comes back in. Because that would be interesting to see if, like, things are switched because advisors can actually tell if they're doing something or not. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Any more comments for that? Yeah, Legislative Intern Mitaji?
I can talk to Senator Kupi and see if that idea, we can try to, like, talk to the advisors and see if we can actually, like, implement that.
No, yeah, that would be awesome if you wanted to do that. Alrighty, so any more comments with that? Alrighty, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6B, finals preparation. So I was just thinking maybe pairing with either SSW or something about just like finals studying wellness type of deal, or just more trying to give out more resources for students or get like provide more resources during finals, because that's I think somewhere that the committee like could touch on the academic side, not giving out like gift bags or anything, but like our gift bag idea would be like pencils and pens, like that type of that form of it, not that we would do that, but like in that idea of it. Cinder Cooks,
I think it might be a good idea if we, like, purchase things like that and then put them in pack place. So that way, like, because I know we're trying to get more students to go there and feel more welcome and study. And if we got, like, packs of Scantrons and pencils and blue books or whatever, like, at least that would get students to come and, like, maybe they would stop and study and whatever. We could, like, make posters and say, like, stay, study.
That's a great, that's a really good point. Like, just promoting Pack Place as another place to study, get your work done, that we have resources. I really like that, do you think we could do, like a campaign or, like, social media?
I feel like if we did, like, some social media and then had it like on our Instagram and ASUN, and then we all spread the word that like come get, you know, blue books and Scantrons and Pack Place, and maybe one day we can get like coffee and donuts or something like that, just to get people there. We could all bring our stuff and sit and pretend like we're not senators.
No, yeah, perfect. Senator Blair?
I think that's a great idea, but if we also do it for next semester or have the next committee do it, that you do have, like, a poster campaign with it just so more people could see it, because not everyone uses the social media or may not know about it, who wouldn't probably already know about it. So, and we should also talk to Pack Place or, like, the people who man that part and see how successful that would be, because I know that right after the election they had all the stress balls and, like, the Play-Doh and stuff, and just ask them, like, how many people actually came in to play with that stuff, and if that was successful, because I know they wanted more people in Pack Place.
Senator Crooks?
I feel like the beneficial part about having, like, Scantrons and blue books and stuff is that people are already going to have to buy that stuff, so, and, like, they also buy it in this building, so it's, like, literally go three floors up and get it for free instead of, like, buying it at the Wolf Shop, where, like, Play-Doh and stress balls and stuff are, like, fun incentive things, but you're not, like, oh, like, I need to get my stress ball before, like, my class. But blue books or Scantrons is something that people actually will purchase within the next 2 weeks.
No, yeah, definitely. And that's, like, a direct way of supporting our fellow students. Be like, we're going to buy some of these couple, whatever, 100 or 10 cents or whatever, just try to give something Senator Blair.
I think we should also maybe table, like, once or twice outside, maybe in Hilliard, like, away from the Joe to actually get where students are. Instead of having them come to us, especially with something as simple as that, like, that also, I think, helped with the ASUN brand of, like, actually passing out in school and things like that. And that we could only do that for, like, an hour, and we probably need to hand out all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And even if we don't, I think that this will be something interesting to, like, maybe add into our description of what our committee does. for when we're going to be going over that after winter break. Because, again, we don't have anything that directly relates to the student, so maybe in the description would be, like, some type of support system for academics, for student academics during midterm and finals weeks. Because I know that, like, University Affairs does a lot of, like, other things kind of closely to that, but I just really want to, like, narrow in on, like, the academic part. So that it's just like, yeah, another way of just making sure that we can provide as much as possible for our constituents. And I think the blue book and Scantrons are a great idea. And even like number two pencils, because sometimes that's the tricky part, which is weird. Senator Blair?
If you wanted to have a more fun event, PacFit wants to have like a yoga in the KC.
Mm-hmm.
And we still need to talk to counseling services and talk to some yoga people and see if it's available.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to pair up with them or have some other supplies there, like PacFit wants to do some finals week stuff too. So definitely talk to President or Vice President Springmeyer.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah, I think that's a good way. And I, until like our next meeting, guys, I just keep thinking about maybe something that you want to keep adding to our description. I really do want to expand what this committee does, and I think little things like writing in have some type of campaign to support students during finals and midterms, like just little things like that, because most of the things we do are liaison positions, so we do have the time for that and whatnot. And then we'll be back to talk about the funding for the travel for the international research and the conferences going to present. And then as well as I'm going to talk to Dr. Minsing about the community-based research and see if we wanted to do some funding for that as well. But again, our books are like kind of not on frozen right now, so, and we'll just work on that later when we do actually have some access to that and whatnot. Any other comments, any other announcements or anything before we move on? Okay. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yeah.
I said questions. We are meeting next week.
Is two weeks finals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to meet next week.
Okay.
Is that okay for everyone? Okay, we're going to meet next week. We will not meet during finals, and next week will be our last one until after winter break. So we'll still be like talking on the Facebook page and whatnot. Obviously, committees don't go during winter break. So enjoy the break, obviously. But just keep it in mind in the back of your head if you happen to see something interesting during the break and think, oh, that'd be perfect for academics. Wow. Post it on the Facebook page. So we will have one next week, same time, same place. It'll be short, as par. So yeah. Alrighty, any other public comments? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:33 p.m. And please take some more snacks.